Maybe you saw it over the weekend. I'm quite sure you did. If not, you saw T-Bone running around the streets naked on Saturday night. The Crew win MLS Cup. The head coach of the Columbus Crew, Caleb Porter, joins us now. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's been a whirlwind, but thanks for having me on.
2020 has been the weirdest year for everybody on the planet. I was saying that it's just like I burst into tears for no reason whatsoever. Just my emotions are shot. I want to know, after you won that game on Saturday night, you know, beating the darling of the league in a lot of ways in Seattle and having two of your best players not available to you, what emotions were running through your head after that game?
Oh, man. I don't know if you saw me, but I never done this before, but I just started sprinting down the sidelines and, you know, it was a release for sure. In a lot of ways, you know, with a, as you said, a crazy year, a long year, so many challenges, a pandemic, social injustices. I mean, as a team and as players and coaches, the things we dealt with, you wouldn't even believe. You know, I have a test every day with my morning coffee where they stick something up my nose and basically into my brain every single day. And so, I mean, it was just crazy, and I think it was, in a lot of ways, a war of attrition. And, you know, our team came together, and you could throw in the towel with all the things we dealt with, but we had a goal. We weren't going to let anything stop us from getting there, and I think that's really what sports is about. It's bringing a group together, guys from all over the world, which we have guys from all over the world. And we had a goal to bring a trophy to Columbus that had been since 2008. And these guys wanted to leave a legacy here, and they did that.
You have talked a lot about Lucas Zelarayán, and you know, the rest of the world is catching up. But you had said this earlier in the year that you couldn't believe how bleeping good he was when you first saw him play. Crew fans know this. A lot of people are catching on. But what is it that you saw after that performance in MLS Cup? Everyone is aware. But you saw something beforehand. What were the little things that kind of tipped you off that, yeah, he's really good, but he's going to really work in MLS?
Yeah, well, I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, I have a specific, you know, vision of how I want to play and how I put my teams together in terms of my system. And, you know, a big part of my teams are always the number 10 position. You know, that's the guy that kind of runs our attack. And I had a very good player in Portland when we won the MLS Cup, Diego Valeri, who was an Argentine player as well. And I was a part of signing him, and he's gone on to become one of the best players in league history. And I had a similar feeling when I saw Lucas Zelarayán, saw him on film at first, and then I went down, flew to Mexico. He was playing in Mexico with Tigres, and I met with him, watched him train and watched him play. And I don't know, it's just something, you get a feeling, you know, and when you get a feeling on a guy and you've gotten it right before, certainly I've missed on a few guys as well, but I just knew right away with this guy, he was a very, very special player.
Crew head coach Caleb Porter joining us here on The Fan. Obviously, when you came and took this job, you think you're going to win, right? Nobody comes and says, well, I think I may win. You think you're going to win. But my question to you is, did you think you were going to win in less than 2 years?
I always believe, yeah, that you, in order to win a trophy, like I've been very fortunate and blessed to do, you have to believe 100%. It can't be one of these things where you just kind of let it happen. You know, you have to really make it a goal, assign a value to it, and then have a blueprint to actually go and do it. I was a part of a program at Indiana as a player and a coach where, you know, they won championships. You know, it was in their DNA, and I was in a program as a player. It felt that, you know, in that locker room. And then as a coach there as well. So that's all I knew was national championships, and I had the opportunity to win two there as an assistant. And then I went to Akron, kind of took that IU model and blueprint, and I won one there at Akron. And, you know, it just builds, and you expect it. You know, I went to Portland and did the same. So it's, you know, it's not me. It's the club. It's the people. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. It's the players. Mostly it's the players. I'm only as good as the players. But yeah, we expected it. In Portland, it took 3 years. In Akron, it took 3 years. It was nice to do it in two here.
You saw the Save the Crew movement kind of turn into something from afar. Obviously, that turned things around, and now you're here. I mean, how much of that movement and what the fans bring to this equation, how much of that was with you guys, even though not as many fans could be in the building as everyone would have liked? What did it mean to you to bring it for those fans that were there and for all the ones who are watching at home that helped to keep the team in Columbus?
Yeah, that was a huge source of motivation and inspiration. It was a big part of me taking the job. I left Portland and, you know, had the opportunity to interview with several clubs. And, you know, for me, it came down to going to Ohio, back where my kids were born, where I spent a lot of good years there. Because I really liked the story of coming back, being with fans that saved their club, reinvigorating the fan base. And I knew the tradition in the past, but I also knew that they needed a little energy. And, you know, that motivated me to come back here. And, you know, in 15, I beat the Columbus Crew at Moffrey Stadium, so I kind of took one from them. So I was really motivated to bring one.
I was not a big fan of yours back then, for what it's worth, because I was sitting right in front of I was right behind Steve Clark when Valeri took that one off his foot. So, yeah, thanks for – but you know what, though? It's all forgiven. You're all good now. We're all – we're very happy that you're here, so thank you.
Thanks. No, it was fun. You know, it was that was a part of the emotion, too, after the game. You know, obviously, I'm a loyal guy with Portland. I'm going to try to win with any club I have. But in a strange way, I felt bad for that, and I wanted to, you know, make it right.
Crew head coach Caleb Porter joining us here on The Fan. Last question. We heard Coach K from Duke in the last week or so sort of question whether they should be doing any of this. I wonder, because you brought it up that you guys are tested every single day. You got a Q-tip tickling your brain. You had to go down to Orlando for the bubble. Was there any point during the season where you just thought to yourself, is this worth it? Should we be doing any of this? Obviously, we know now the end game, but were there any doubts during the season?
Of course. Of course, especially early on, because you just don't know what this thing is, what it's about. And you know, I think we still don't completely know, you know, you know, can you get it again if you have it once? I mean, there's so many questions. Is this vaccine going to work? You know, like, how can we die like some people are? I mean, there's just so many questions. And of course, we're humans just like anybody else. And there were a lot of discussions that we had, honest discussions on Zoom calls when we were 2 months not playing, our league was postponed, but we talked about these things, you know, and I think that was a big part of us keeping it together. Was, you know, I wasn't cold. I wasn't, you know, basically pushing them to do things they weren't comfortable doing. We addressed things on a daily basis. I treated them as people, you know, not as a piece of meat. You know, a guy that's just supposed to be performing and no matter what. And so those are things that we talked about, like I said, on a daily basis. We ultimately, decided, you know, that it was that important, you know, that what we were doing was that important. And we really, really trusted our doctors. We trusted the league, you know, and they had strict protocols in place. Our club had strict protocols in place. And again, I don't know what you guys think, but in a year that's tough, where there are a lot of dark times, I think sports can really lift people up. And we felt like that was something that we could do for our community. And it lifted us up as well. I mean, as much as it's scary, who wants to sit around at home all day long? You know, you got to be doing something. You know, life goes on, and we were very safe. We were very careful. It wasn't like we were reckless. And what a story. In 2020, a tough year to bring a trophy to Columbus.